This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The National Lawyers Guild says at least 72 people were arrested last night during tense demonstrations in the West Loop, just a short distance from the Democratic National Convention. The night started out with about 50 pro-Palestinian protesters demonstrating in front of the Israeli consulate. Soon, Israeli supporters staged their own demonstration, separated by about 100 yards, and Chicago cops. Beatrice Paz is with the pro-Israel group.
Our message will be Gaza from Hamas and bring them home.
The pro-Israel group eventually left on their own. Many of those supporting Palestinians did not, and some were arrested. A spokesman for the pro-Palestinian group says CPD suppressed free expression. Illinois Democrats highlighted their dedication to progressive values during a high-energy ceremonial roll call at the Democratic National Convention last night. My colleague Tessa Weinberg was there.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker was surrounded by a who's who of top Illinois Dems on a jam-packed convention floor, as he described Illinois as
the birthplace of skyscrapers and the adopted home of Superman.
And he highlighted Illinois' history-making moments.
The first state to ratify the 13th Amendment ending slavery. And the 19th Amendment granting women the right to vote.
Pritzker ended the roll call, casting Illinois' 176 votes to nominate, quote, future Madam President Kamala Harris. Tessa Weinberg, WBEZ News.
Michelle Obama's mother died this summer, and it was the last time she and Barack Obama were in Chicago. Marian Robinson's memory surfaced in their speeches at last night's Democratic National Convention. Former President Barack Obama told a spellbound United Center crowd that his late mother-in-law was like his own grandmother. Both women stood for honesty, kindness, and hard work, he said, traits that are important as voters engage in the presidential campaign.
They weren't impressed with braggarts or bullies. They didn't think putting other people down lifted you up or made you strong.
In her own speech, Michelle Obama said her mom's death was still so fresh, she wasn't sure that she could talk about her. But in the end, she used her mother's memory to, quote, remind us all not to squander the sacrifices our elders made to give us a better future. The Democratic National Convention is officially at its halfway point. So WBEZ asked Chicagoans if they're tuning in to this week's events.
Yeah, I really do. If, you know, this is your one chance to see them all live and what they are saying live and reacting to the crowd. And I think it's important. If you're going to vote, you should watch it.
Our friends are talking about, like, what's the difference between the RNC and the DNC, where the RNC is a sermon where the preacher is giving a talk and everything, and the DNC is a high school pep rally.
I slightly pay attention, but it's more like it's kind of what I'm expecting so far with the chaos and whatnot. So I'm not surprised of the turnout, but I really don't pay attention to actually the topics because it's more like at the point of pick your poison.
Those were Chicago residents Bob Klinger, Ryan Odom, and J.C. Graciani. Couple more things you should know today. Chicago is only halfway through hosting the Democratic National Convention, but Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker floated the idea of doing it again in 2028. It was hard to tell how serious the governor was, but he raised the possibility of a repeat performance in 2028 during an interview with Politico yesterday by pointing to Chicago's history of hosting multiple conventions in a row. Illinois' governor also delivered a primetime address at last night's Democratic National Convention at the United Center. The speech painted Illinois values in contrast to Donald Trump's. He worked in plenty of jabs against the Republican nominee. Even as Pritzker was on the offense, he says it's kindness that Democrats lift up. Illinois delegates, including Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, say Pritzker's remarks demonstrate how much work he has done for the state. Today's weather, we're expecting partly cloudy skies and for the high to reach the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, there will be plenty of sun and a high in the upper 70s. That's it for now. Later today, outside of the big speeches every night, What actually happens at the Democratic National Convention? Well, as it turns out, it's really a convention.
Hi, nice to meet you. What's your name?
Kelly Jacobs. I'm a delegate from Mississippi.
Tell me, who are you and what are you doing here today?
I'm a entrepreneur, but I like to call myself a beepreneur.
I make Chicago's premier artisan ice cream.
So currently, we're offering the Kamala manicures.
Delegates, nail techs, and hundreds of live bees. We hear from the people networking and selling their wares today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.